Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs is waking up behind bars this morning. The hip-hop mogul was arrested in New York City last night after an investigation that's lasted nearly a year. ABC's Aaron Katursky will be in the courtroom today.
Diddy's attorney says we are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution. Federal prosecutors say the charges will be unsealed this morning, but Diddy has been under criminal investigation since his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, accused him in a civil lawsuit of sexual and physical abuse.
Former President Donald Trump speaking out about the latest assassination attempt against him. Trump recounting on X what happened at his golf club in South Florida and praising his Secret Service detail.
All of a sudden, we heard shots being fired in the air. I was with an agent, and the agent did a fantastic job.
Former employees at OceanGate testifying in the Coast Guard's formal investigation into the implosion of the Titan submersible, saying they didn't originally know their mission was to even reach the Titanic. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin is up by a little more than 1,000 students. System President Jay Rothman says that's despite some challenges like the bumpy rollout of a new financial aid form and not enough money for the Wisconsin Tuition Promise Program. More official enrollment counts are expected in a couple of weeks. A program that helps small Wisconsin farmers and hunger relief efforts is marking its second anniversary. The Local Food Purchase Assistance Program gives grants to farmers who set aside some of their fresh produce for food pantries.
This guaranteed income has allowed farms to invest in their operations and do things that they otherwise wouldn't be able to do.
The program's Forrest Humphrey says the program allows hunger nonprofits to buy in bulk and cut down on transportation, which reduces their carbon footprint. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Western Wisconsin will get another visit from the presidential ticket. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance will be at the Eau Claire Event District this afternoon. It's his second visit to Eau Claire. On Friday, Democratic presidential candidate Kamala Harris will be in Madison for her eighth visit to the state. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was in Superior over the weekend. There are 50 days to go until the 2024 presidential election. Area food pantries say they are having a hard time keeping up with demand for services. According to WKBT-TV, one area pantry, the Food Basket in Onalaska, said that they've been serving more people than ever before. Administrators of area food pantries said that the end of federal pandemic benefits and the rise in the cost of groceries have been the main drivers of increased demand, and at the same time, donations have been falling. Some ways pantries are stretching their stock is by limiting visits to once or twice per month. For WLCX, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Quarterbacks in the state of Wisconsin have had some misfortune this fall. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Badgers quarterback Tyler Van Dyke will miss the rest of the season after tearing his ACL in Saturday's loss to Alabama. Braden Locke will take over behind center for Wisconsin. The Badgers are off until a week from Saturday when they take on USC. The Packers also lost their quarterback in the opener when Jordan Love was hurt late in that game. He also missed Sunday's game against the Colts. Coach Matt LaFleur said that Love's return will strictly be a medical decision and that Love can play even without practicing this week, although LaFleur said he'd prefer Love get in some work. The Brewers got two home runs from Willy Adames and took down Philadelphia 6-2 on Monday. With the win, the Brewers can clinch a division title and a playoff berth today with a win and a Chicago Cubs loss. Milwaukee gets the Phillies again this afternoon in Game 2 of a 7-game homestand that also includes Arizona. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Kuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 88. South winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, clear skies, 58 degrees. Sunny and 86 for Wednesday and for Thursday. Thursday night, a chance of showers and storms with a low of 62. Friday, mostly sunny, low 80s.
It's 64 at our studios.
Some big ideas being shared at the Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison. Civic Media is proud to be a part of it and will broadcast the one-on-one discussion with Liz Cheney. Hear why the former Republican Party leader does not support Donald Trump and more on Friday, September 20th at 7:30 p.m. Coverage featuring Liz Cheney live from Idea Fest, Friday night, September 20th at 7:30 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM WLCX and on the Civic Media app.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our statewide Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest continues, and we debut a completely legitimate and totally real new attack ad. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin.
Good morning, Earl. How are you?
All right, man. You know, I was watching the weather this morning, and they predicted this is going to hurt you, man. 10 more days of this.
Yeah, you know, today might be even a little hot, but I can deal with it because the other side of the coin's right around the corner.
10 more days of high 70s, low 80s.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
Well, you know, it's not really fall until September 21st, right?
So, Sandy, is that Shangri-La or paradise?
Nirvana.
Oh, it's Nirvana. Yeah, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
No humidity.
I guess. But since that's because our climate's turning into North Carolina, which for better or worse.
Not bad, right?
Well, it depends, you know.
Oh, depends on what?
Well, I don't know. What is it going to do to our trees, our bugs?
And plus, you know, tourism in this state is predicated sometimes on the cold weather, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to the people who run the Birkebeiner up in and Cable, Wisconsin. They need snow.
Yeah, and the people who do the ice sculpting and the where they've got the ice caves. Yeah,
and the poor blokes who try to build ice rinks for their grandchildren.
you ever been up to the, well, I got to introduce you. If, you know, you're just joining us, it's none other than the effervescent Sandy Williams, my co-host.
Sounds like a drink.
Hey, good morning to you, Sandy. How you doing, man?
Doing well.
So I was just talking, man. So you ever been up to the ice caves?
I haven't, but I've seen videos of them and photos. They look unbelievable.
Would you go?
I think so. Apostle Islands is a long way to go. You know, it's about as far away in Wisconsin as you can get from where we are.
And so I can just imagine trying to stay warm walking through ice caves.
Yeah, well, ice caves will be 32 degrees, right? So that's why Eskimos live in igloos, because it might be colder outside, but it's 32 degrees or more inside the snow huts they make.
Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
How do we get on talking about ice caves?
It was wishful thinking.
Hey, it's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
And maybe we need to turn this ship around.
Well, don't worry. It's going to happen.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let me, before we, the vegetation around the house, man, how's it holding up? It's dry, man.
Yeah, it's dry.
Bone dry.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the sprinkling system sustains it. But, you know, it's interesting. Even though it's warm, all the vegetation seems to know what the date is. And it's turning, and the trees are turning. I was up in Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. And up there, fall is commencing, even though it was hot. I went up there to play golf at this Sand Valley Resort that's been built. It's unbelievable. This resort that's built by a guy named George Kaiser, who has built golf resorts around the country, and he's building one of the grand golf resorts in the country in Wisconsin Rapids on all these sand dunes. And I ended up playing golf went up with a buddy, and the other two people, one was from Philadelphia and one was from Salt Lake City, and they had traveled all this way to play golf at Sand Valley in Wisconsin Rapids. Well, and the foursome in front of us was from Texas. The one behind us was from California.
Well, you know, Sandy, golf outings aren't so safe anymore.
depends on where you're playing and who you are, I guess. Yeah.
You know, Sandy, I don't want to, I'm trying not to get engaged in what we're going to be talking about right away. I'm just trying to, bide some time.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee kind of a thing.
Yeah, we're trying to bide some time. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, looking at, it's been dried, the fourth driest September on record. We had all that rain earlier. And everything was, for those of us who don't have sprinkler systems, everything was just so lush and beautiful. And now it looks like Vegas.
Well, this is part of ultimately, this is some of the economic impacts of climate change. So, climate change is going to apparently cause situational things, which is rain that's more intensive, that empties the atmosphere of its water more intensely, and then long dry periods that are sort of the flip side of that. Instead of having rain, occur gradually over time, we end up with these torrential environmental or atmospheric rivers. And so, it's a worrisome thing. I think that's the reason why the arguments about global change. First of all, I think what we ought to be talking about is the extent to which man's conduct, if we change it, could slow down global climate change. And I think the scientists tell us that we can. And because they tell us we can, then we ought to be considering, doing it, because the costs of not doing it on our grandchildren is going to be astronomical. The dikes they'll be building, the irrigation systems they'll have to make, the massive changes to infrastructure to deal with a climate that's different than what our country was in believing the climate would be when we developed.
So clearly,
Louisiana, look at New Orleans, look at Florida.
Oh yeah.
Look at all the coastal lands. Donald Trump upside down thought process saying, well, with global climate change and the oceans go up, we'll just have more ocean front. Actually, we have less ocean front because as the nation shrinks, we have fewer miles of ocean frontage as the ocean rises. So, it's just crazy. It's crazy think.
So clearly Elon Musk doesn't agree with you. He's thinking of setting up man on different planets.
Well, I think he does agree with me. He's thinking,
I got to get out of here.
We're going to have to get out of here. He's like the guy who has one finger on the button for the bombs and the other one is building a bomb shelter.
Yeah. So, clearly, when you think about all of this moving and starting, the space stuff, not opposed to it, but, hey man, let's fix this one first, right?
Really?
come on, man.
It's one thing to be a pioneer and cross the ocean. It's another thing to be a pioneer and fly to Mars.
Yeah, no, man. And the chances of you really believing and thinking that sometime in the near future, we're going to inhabit Mars. If you don't take care of this first, you won't have enough time to be able to, realize starting another civilization on Mars.
Right. I mean, if there is a civilization on Mars, they aren't going to want us there.
kind of. I don't think so.
Yeah.
You know, kind
you
of
spoiled too. Spoiled our nest, and yeah. That will come in to spoil yours.
You know, Sandy, it still is amazing to me that we, a lot of us still don't take it seriously.
Which?
This.
Climate change.
Yeah, what's happening on this earth. You just see it in your own little area, right? I mean, if you just look in your own yard and you kind of see things.
Yeah, I mean, you could have two reactions to this. You could want to roll up your sleeves and learn more about it, or you could decide that you have to get rid of the National Meteorological Service. And you have to get rid of, you have to
Project
get government
2025.
Yeah, Project 2025, which basically is the ultimate denier about all this, or at least the ultimate head in the sand thing about it. So, like, we don't want government to be impacted, or the government policies to be impacted by this. So we're going to stop investigation of it, or we're going to at least stop all government participation in the investigation of this thing, which is of ultimate national interest, right? I mean, it's all of the people of the country who have a combined interest in this issue about global climate change. It's not just me, or it's not just one corporation. So who reflects all of us in terms of wanting to get more information about that? The government. But Project 2025 says, oh no, we're going to get completely out of the business of anything that smells or thinks or talks like an investigation of global climate.
Well, you know, Sandy, the insidiousness of it is based on the fact that you and I and our generation, this is not going to happen before our time is over.
No.
So we have to be insightful enough and concerned enough about protecting the generations after us. That's really what this is, right?
Yeah, this is really just planning horizon. How far out into the future are we willing to think, and how unselfish are we willing to be with respect to our personal wealth and our capacity to have wealth as compared to that of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren? You know, and it's not going to be an appropriate analysis of that to think, well, I'm going to amass great wealth and I'm going to leave it to my grandchildren and great-grandchildren so they're wealthy on, you know, because of me. That's not what we need to do, because as far as Tom, Dick, and Mary are concerned, our great-grandchildren are not going to be wealthy because we leave them money. They're only going to be wealthy because we leave them a good world to live in.
Well, yeah, so what good is the wealth, man, if the world itself is unstable?
Exactly.
I'm Elon Musk, and I'm the first trillionaire, and yet the rest of the world is crumbling around you. I never understood that mentality.
Well, plus the fact, what are you going to do with $1 trillion?
I know. After the
first couple of billion, what are you going to do, right?
Well, you're going to go to Mars and you're going to establish.
Yeah, I mean, economists will tell you that as far as the rest of the world is concerned, someone who amasses vast fortunes doesn't spread it around. They don't spend it. They save it. They put it into investments that basically build wealth but don't spread it around.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams and you. And you know what? I guess on the other side, we have to talk about the second threat to the life of presidential candidate Donald Trump.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host, Sandy Williams. Sandy, the music.
Well, today it's football. Football season is now taken off. And like it or not, you know, there's Monday night football. There's Thursday night football. I think there's soon going to be Saturday night football, Sunday football, Sunday night football.
I don't like it.
It's on, it's football anytime, all the time, regardless. And I was saying to you before, I used to live and die by the Packers. I still am a diehard Packer fan, but I can listen to the game while I do other things, or, I've kind of weaned myself, and I think it's because it's saturation,
Right.
And the NFL's the biggest business in sports that there is, but they're endangering themselves by, I think, just the extent. And maybe what's really got them going now is this game, the situational game, where people draft their own teams and play fictitious, virtual football with their team.
I don't know you're going to get into it. I don't know. But I'm not going to get into that because I know so many people who, and they spend an inordinate, I can't say it's inordinate. People do what they want to do at their time, right?
Yeah.
So Sandy, a foiled second attempt at the assassination of Donald Trump. And what is so nauseating, Sandy, about it, is I've been listening to conservatives and they're blaming President Biden and Kamala Harris and Democrats for the rhetoric. Even Donald Trump himself and J.D. Vance are saying that the rhetoric from the Democratic Party and conservative talk shows, I was listening to one this morning on my way here, and they're saying the Democrats are the ones who are inciting.
It's amazing, this principle of gaslighting, where you have a fault and you accuse the other person of having that fault. That's, I think, the concept of gaslighting. You blame the other person for whatever happens. Donald Trump has spent a lifetime trying to be to achieve notoriety. Crazies, when they decide to head out and shoot somebody, tend to shoot people who are notorious, who have a great deal of public focus. Okay. And the way that Donald Trump achieves notoriety often is his rhetoric, which is very inflammatory, calling people derogatory nicknames, talking about how if he doesn't get elected, it's the end of the United States. I mean, this is a man who's filled with inflammatory language in his entire approach to politics and public life. And, the Democratic language they must be talking about are people who are saying that they're worried about what it is that Donald Trump intends to do to the democracy and the fact that he is looking for dictatorial powers. This is political speech, right? This is actually
not inflammatory.
This is not inflammatory. And it is actually, from my respect, it is an accurate portrayal of the reason why the public ought to reconsider or consider whether they should vote for Donald Trump because of what it is he wants to do. Project 2025, his own language, his own behavior, the January 6th violence that he incited. So, I mean, to me, if the Republicans succeed in politicizing this and getting people to think in their own mind that somehow Democratic rhetoric is what it is that's causing crazy people to come out of the woodwork and make attempts on Donald Trump's life, I just think that that's wrong thinking. You know, I mean, the fact is that if Donald Trump weren't a notorious loudmouth, he wouldn't be getting this kind of negative attention.
So, Sandy, you are clearly a centrist. You're not a guy who, you know, is all in for the Democrats or the Republicans. And so I think you can look at this from not with a jaundiced perspective. So you hear what Donald Trump is saying, right? Yeah. You're not saying, well, okay, I'm a Democrat, so I'm this way, or I'm a Republican. You are a guy who can look at it from a balanced perspective. And what you see and what you hear is, in fact, like in this Huffington Post article this morning, Donald Trump claims rhetoric is causing me to be shot at. Sandy, whose rhetoric?
Well, you know, Donald Trump has successfully in his life constantly tried to portray himself as a victim.
Yeah.
Anyone who gets shot at is inherently, I suppose, potentially a victim. But the reason for it is not political. He's not been made a political victim. He's not been made by the Democrats to be the focus of this kind of assault. But he himself, however, gave a speech on January 6th telling people to go to the Capitol, fight like hell. You know, this is a time, you know, he told the Proud Boys to you know, stand back and stand down, but be ready, essentially, you know. I mean, this is a person who, when he was giving a speech, he was congratulating someone who was beating up one of the people who was heckling him in the back. Yeah, you know, yeah. So drag him out. You know, I mean, he's a person who talks with violence and with disdain, and the kind of disdain that prompts other people, I think, to think that he's calling them out to do their duty on his behalf. So, you know, I think it's frightening. I think we're lucky, quite frankly, that his rhetoric has not prompted people who follow him to take the kind of action that has been taken. But I'm glad that it hasn't. You know, and I think that what we need to do is figure out what to do about how these crazy people get AK-47s. Each case, this is involved an AK-47.
You know, Sandy, we're fortunate up to this point, and we hope that it remains that way.
Yeah.
But when you hear...
Elon Musk?
Yeah, but, you know, when you hear just this constant conversation, Fox News, I've been... You know, watching some of that. Same thing. The Democrats have led.
Do you have to take a pill after you do that?
An enema? I don't know. But Sandy, you just, people are following this, and all it takes is one, right?
Yeah.
And so they continue to do this. Let me. Former President Donald Trump blamed Democrats on Monday for the latest attempt on his life, saying their rhetoric about him being a threat to democracy motivated a gunman at his property in Florida. Sandy, I don't think saying somebody's a threat to democracy. How do we get from saying you're a threat to democracy to, hey, somebody assassinate him?
Well, I mean, the fact is that he has staked out a position that is pretty radical, okay? And so to describe it as a threat to democracy is accurate. It does sound like a threat to the that would imperil the United States itself, but it isn't a call to arms.
All right, 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy Williams. We're going to continue this on the other side.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A crash that injured 8 children in southeast Wisconsin yesterday was caused by a driver running a stop sign. Ozaukee County deputies say the impact knocked the Random Lake school bus over. 36 kids were on the bus. Some of them got bruises, concussions, and even broken bones. The SUV driver was ticketed. Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. Lauren Relaford of the Children's Defense Fund says it could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide.
At this point, childhood poverty is a policy choice. The folks that have the power to do it know and have seen the evidence, and they haven't done it.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation's latest Kids Count report says 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Governor Tony Evers is touring the state for his annual back-to-school tour. The former educator was at UW La Crosse on Monday to promote his administration's proposal to invest over $800 million into the UW system. The plan, according to Evers, would help retain staff, keep campuses open, and avoid cutting additional programs. The UW system last week asked state legislators for $855 million in funding to maintain services and staff. In the past 2 years, several branch campus locations have closed, including UW-Richland. La Crosse Mayor Mitch Reynolds vetoed a city council-approved request to provide funding to repair the pump house on Monday. The measure would have spent $13,000 to repair damage to the building discovered during renovations. The city of La Crosse owns the building. Reynolds said in a statement that the added funds could set a precedent for other tenants leasing city-owned property to seek more money beyond their original agreements. The veto and measure are on the October 10th city council agenda.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Whether There is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton. Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine and a high near 88. South winds at 5 to 10. For tonight, clear skies, 58 degrees. Sunny and 86 for Wednesday and for Thursday. Thursday night, a chance of showers and storms with a low of 62. Friday, mostly sunny, low 80s.
Currently, 66 degrees.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You know those horns sound like the Roman the Romans doing preparing for war.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know that. Contrary to popular belief, I wasn't around when the Romans were blowing their horns.
I think that
maybe
was,
Sandy was.
Yeah. Was that Thursday Night Football?
Yes, Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. See, there's all these songs.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, we're talking about the rhetoric that is, everybody knows, is over the top. And everybody knows that, you know, Sandy, this type of rhetoric was not par for the course before Donald Trump came in. It's just true. George Bush Jr., during his run, you know, we didn't have this kind of rhetoric.
Well, I think we didn't have this kind of conduct either.
Right.
But, I mean, Donald Trump, obviously, everyone understood in 2016 that Donald Trump completely changed the way politics is talked, right? That the talk of politics became name-calling. It became derogatory statements about people, outrageous hyperbole and exaggeration. Thousands of misstatements and lies, just big, you know, it became a game, and it became a game that was designed to be psychological entertainment and to psychologically affect people. And that has persisted ever since. So Donald Trump came on the scene and changed everything in that manner. But he also, his conduct, particularly the conduct on January 6th, his take on the judiciary, attacking the judiciary directly, attacking the Justice Department, attacking the FBI, attacking all the establishment pillars of the government's enforcement of laws, was something that was different than anyone had ever done in the past, and made him, rightfully, in many people's minds, seem to be a danger to the norms of American government, to the pillars of American government. I think he himself believes that he is Samson and he can tear down these pillars. And he wants to be, he wants to get unilateral powers as president. He exercises them. He talks about his peers in the international scene, all of whom are strongmen. You know, he admires strongmen, talks about it. So I think it's correct and appropriate for the people who run against him to point out January 6th, to point out the fact that he appears to want to change the government in the direction of an autocracy. So does Project 2025. And so these are rightful descriptions, political descriptions. He's not, you know, these are not attacks or calls to arms as he has done regularly. And I think you were reading to me a statement he made that it had built into it, you know, his own form of inflammatory talk while he was trying to play the victim by claiming that Democratic language in this campaign is causing people to try and kill him.
Well, so this is, you know, what you are just talking about. This is the Huffington Post this morning. This is Donald Trump. Their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at when I'm the one who is going to save the country. And they are the ones that are destroying the country, both from the inside and out. Trump told Fox News on yesterday. Trump expanded on the statement in a post on his website. The rhetoric lies and, the rhetoric lies as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris. He's a great English major, right?
Comrade.
Hey, speaking of, victory, all right.
Yeah.
During the rigged and highly partisan ABC debate and all of the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's, then Kamala's political opponent, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust, Trump said. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying and it will only get worse, allowing millions of people from places unknown to invade and take over our country is an unpardonable sin.
Well, I mean,
inflammatory language.
The irony of that statement, accusing the Democrats of inflammatory language and then to carry out and say all sorts of inflammatory things, describing to the American people how it is that the people running against him are a danger to the country. There has been talk about how the immigrants are an invading army that we need to worry about. And he has all kinds of, I'm confident that there are many people who follow him who are ready in a vigilante fashion to take on migrants. In fact, there are in Texas vigilante groups at the border.
In Ohio right now. Armed.
And in Ohio, his rhetoric about Springfield, Ohio, has Ohio under a lockdown, essentially, Springfield, with they're erecting watchtowers all around the city to look out for the dangers that are posed by people who have made bomb threats and are otherwise threatening the safety of Springfield, Ohio.
You know, Sandy, before we go any further, I looked up. Yeah, I actually got a lot of different things I looked up because I really wanted to come and have a conversation based on truth, especially as it relates to this belief that Republicans are having, saying that the Democrats are causing these death threats to Donald Trump. And so I dug up some information. So I kind of want to play, Calvin, this is a little, just 36 seconds. This is Donald Trump in 2021. And I think it's on CNN, and he's talking about what happened, the threat to Mike Pence's life. Calvin, would you play it, please?
Were you worried about him during that siege? Were you worried about
his
safety?
No, I thought he was well protected, and I had heard that he was in good shape. Mm-hmm. No, because I had heard he was in very good shape. But no,
you heard those chants. That was terrible. I mean, it was,
he could have. Well, the people were very angry.
They're saying hang Mike
because
Pence.
It's common sense, John. It's common sense that you're supposed to protect. How can you, if you know a vote is fraudulent? Right?
Yeah.
How can you pass on a fraudulent vote to Congress?
Sandy, why didn't he respond when the man said, the people said, hang Mike Pence?
Yeah.
Where was the pushback? Hey, there's no place for that.
Well, he even justified their contact, their anger, their threats. I mean, that's the thing, that this is gaslighting. This is accusing somebody else of what has been your strategy, really. With respect to his dealings with the Proud Boys, his dealings in Charleston, he has been inflammatory, and he has constantly made statements that sound like a call to arms to the people who support him. And yet he now has been the object of two potential assassination attempts and wants to turn that politically into, I guess, an inoculation against any sort of criticism that he might fall under from the Democrats, saying, don't criticize me, because if you do, someone's going to try and take my life.
Oh, well, Sandy, that's it in a nutshell. And so you are causing these threats to my life because of what you're saying. Never mind, he causes threats to other people's lives almost every time he opens his mouth. Let's go to Madison, Wisco Paul. Good morning to you, Wisco Paul. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Errol and Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. I guess G6 never happened. I guess we just got to forget about that and move on. But this last bit of rhetoric, with Taylor Swift, I can't talk this morning. They could get her seriously hurt. I mean, he comes out and says he hates her. So it doesn't surprise me with anything Trump says. And he's losing, so he's got to do anything he can to try to turn the tide, which I don't think will happen. But saying you hate Taylor Swift is as low as you can go in my book. And that just happened yesterday. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Wisco Paul, thank you very much for the call. Sandy, he's absolutely right. Taylor Swift is just an average American citizen.
Well, she's not average, but she's got a huge following. Very popular, and of course,
But
well, his rhetoric is that this is a sign of his intemperance. You know, he can say that he can say he's disappointed. He could say, wow, I got to change my opinion about her. She doesn't like me. But yeah.
You said hate.
Well, I mean, that's the problem. His rhetoric is always hyperbole. It's always red hot. Okay. And anyone who's against him is he wants to cause the rest, the people who follow him, who believe in him, to develop the same degree of, he wants it to be dangerous to oppose Donald Trump. It's the same. It's whack-a-mole. It's what is done by dictators in countries. That's why dictators end up being strongmen who have to have a secret police, because they have to play whack-a-mole. If anyone sticks their head up, they have to make sure they make an example of them. Okay.
Yes.
If you stick your head up and talk about me, I'm going to whack it off, and so everyone is going to see that, and they're not going to try that again. And that's really his modus operandi, and that's what he's doing right now. This is whack-a-mole. This is like, don't criticize me, because if you do, then you'll be blamed for whatever happens to me.
Well, you know, Sandy, for those who support him, I don't know how they can see this for what it is and then turn around and say, poor Donald Trump. The people who support him, they're not exactly, you know, some very smart people who support Donald Trump, but they can't seem to separate.
Well, you know, smart people aren't immune from conspiracy theories. And in fact, I think smart people often are the ones who think them up, because their imagination fills in the blanks when things are unknown. People who are smart think that they can figure it out. They can deduce what happens out of the few facts that are known. So we had conspiracy theories about the JFK assassination, about the Robert F. Kennedy assassination, about
Dr. King.
I mean, right. every time there's an act of violence, people want to fill in the dots with something that's maybe much more dramatic than what might the actual story be. And those conspiracy theories have long lives, because if it's hard to tell why. And, you know, this guy has, you know, he's got a gun, he erased the serial number. I can already visualize the conspiracy theory. He spent time in Ukraine, you know, Oswald spent time in Russia. I mean, it all begins to smell the same. And I'm confident that within days we'll have a pretty concrete conspiracy theory about how these dots get connected.
So Sandy, John Q. Public or however it's called.
Yeah.
The average person. I'm not saying they're not smart, but the average person, they're not running all of that through their brain. They're saying, they're attacking the guy who, as Donald Trump said, I'm here to save the country. And they actually take that to be truth. Donald Trump is going to save the country, and I've got to protect him.
Well, Donald Trump, in his narcissism, believes that he wears a cape, and that he, if he takes control, somehow everything's going to be better. He's got a concept for that. Doesn't have a plan. He's got a concept for a plan, which is that when I take over, unfortunately, he doesn't separate in his own mind Donald Trump having power, which is his ultimate objective, and the country being in better shape. He simply thinks that being the ultimate narcissist, like his aura, when it's in power, will somehow make America a great place without having anything more than a concept of a plan for that.
Sandy, the operative word is when I take over.
Yes.
Yeah. Take over.
Take over.
844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesdays with my co-host Sandy Williams. We're going to continue the conversation on the other side. Hang on the phone lines. So,
you're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Love, Get ready to rock the vote at the Oktoberfest Get Out the Vote Extravaganza Tour. Be there September 17th at the Cavalier Theater in La Crosse. Music by Scott Kirby and the Mayfield Express. Other partners include Progress North, Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, Citizens Action of Wisconsin, and our Wisconsin Revolution. The goal of this tour and event is to inspire and motivate attendees to volunteer for Get Out the Vote efforts and support organizations that need additional help to maximize their capacity and impact. Come together, enjoy great music, and fuel the movement for change. You must register ahead of time at ManaquaBrewingCompany.com under Get Tickets. Come be part of the action. Get Out the Vote Extravaganza, presented by Minocqua Brewing, September 17th.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street, gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. It's Tuesday. That means Tuesday is my co-host, Sandy. We're going to send you the music.
Well, football, and every football game you go to, you'll hear that music. It's sort of aimed at something like football, I think. But, yeah, Queen.
So let me do this before I go to the phone lines. Sandy, I did little research this morning before the show, and I just wanted to point out some of the things that Donald Trump has said, some of the threats that he's made, as he and J.D. Vance blame the Democrats for making threats, causing, you know, the attempted assassination of himself. Reuters, February 29, 2024, judges in Trump-related cases face unprecedented waves of threats because of the things that Donald Trump said about these judges. 9/12/24, USA Today, Trump threatens to imprison Biden, Harris, Pelosi, and others. NBC News, Trump threatens lawyers, donors, and election officials with prison for unscrupulous behavior. Reuters, 5/14/24, Trump blasts his trial judges, then has fans call for violence. Reuters, February 29, 2024, how death threats get Republicans to fall in line behind Trump. Newsweek, 9/10/24, Trump faces backlash for Springfield bomb threat response. 8/15/23, Trump attacks on prosecutors and judges raise safety concerns for prosecutors and judges who fear for their lives. Judges fearing for their lives, Sandy. CNN, Trump defends threat to Pence. 11/12/21, Atlantic. 9/16/22, nice democracy you've got here, Trump said. Shame if something happens to it. Sandy.
Well, I think he made light of Paul Pelosi.
Oh yeah.
Well, when he was attacked, but with an assaulted and almost killed, and he made light of that. You know, I mean, violence is he often speaks of violence. You know, like I said during, and he was congratulating people who were acting violently at his rallies, assaulting people who were heckling him.
So let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
But we were safer and more proud.
Oh, come on with that ridiculousness. Respond to what we're talking about, man. Respond to what we're talking
all
about.
Around the world.
Hey, CJ. So CJ, so before we move any further, the conversation is about the threats to Donald Trump's life. And your response is, okay, but we're safer and more prosperous. How's there a correlation between the two, man?
Focus on. You've got to keep the focus on this because you can't defend Kamala's record. You can't defend Biden's record. You are unable to. So you
CJ, let me just interrupt. This is not talking over you, CJ, but actually Donald Trump is the one who raised this issue, okay? So we wouldn't be talking about the question of whether the Democratic rhetoric was the reason for the assault on Donald Trump's life. Donald Trump has clearly tried to politicize that and to take some kind of positive position with respect to what people ought to be thinking. We're talking about that because he talked about it. We're not talking about that because we're trying to deflect from policies. Donald Trump is the one who's trying to deflect from policies by talking about this.
Well, this morning in New York Post, this is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance says, difference between right and left. No one has tried to kill Kamala Harris, cause on Dems to tone down rhetoric. CJ, you know, whether you want to accept it or believe it or not, it is J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and Republicans who are talking about it. So that's why we're talking about it. So we're not going to let you deflect and change the subject. So if you want to respond to what we're talking about, fine, but I'm not going to let you change the subject.
Well, you certainly pick and choose who you accuse of it, because when Maxine Waters said, you get up in their face, tell them they're not welcome here anymore. I didn't hear you then, Earl.
Well, that doesn't sound like a threat. You know, I mean, I think the conversation that Vance and Trump have tried to start here is goofy. Okay. I think that it's simply trying to capitalize on a situation and trying to turn it into a lemonade. We're simply talking about it because we hope people don't let their emotions get into this and to believe the kind of rhetoric that's now being had, by Trump and Vance, because it's silliness.
Well, the rest of the nation is talking about it because a couple days ago there was another threat on the life of a man who's seeking to become the president of the United States. That's the issue. And so I didn't even get into the fact that now over 30 death threats occurring to people in Springfield, Ohio, because of the rhetoric of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Go ahead, CJ.
Again, they are out there every day talking policy, and you won't even acknowledge that Kamala's for reparations. You hang up on me.
Wait a minute. When did Kamala come out for reparations?
He doesn't have that anywhere.
What date was that? Because it isn't current. So how historic is it if in fact it happened?
There's video out there.
Well, no, when? Just tell me. Just No. The burden of proof is on you. You tell me when this thing happened, because I don't think it happened, but I don't know when it happened, and it certainly isn't current, and it certainly is not part of a platform.
Well, right, because she's hiding it.
Hey, CJ. You tried doing a little research. You've been throwing that around a lot lately. You need to do a lot of research other than Fox News. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Tuesday. It means Tuesdays. My co-host, Sandy Williams, and you hang on the lines. We'll be right back.
This is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time when we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments.
Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at Civic Media, soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.